Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Andy put it towards me after the fight in Germany. He offered the fight. He said, Paddy, would you like to take the fight? Would you like to take a fight in Croke Park, maybe against Tyrone McKenna? I said, Andy, let's do it.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball. With Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, England come out on top against Mexico in a classic at the Azteca. Brazil are dumped out once again by a European team, with Erling Haaland sending Norway into the quarterfinals. Cristiano Ronaldo confirms his last World Cup ahead of Portugal's last 16 clash with Spain. And the Belgian FA hit out at FIFA for clearing USA striker Folarin Balogun to play in the last 16. But first, England are into the quarterfinals of the World Cup after a game that had it all with Mexico. Jude Bellingham scored twice in the first half in their 3-2 win in Mexico City. Harry Kane scored a second-half penalty, which came after Jarrell Kwanzaa was sent off. Manager Thomas Tuchel praised his side's never-say-die attitude.
Round of 32, round of 16 is the moment in tournament where you find a way to win. We did it with pure mentality, with heart, overcame every obstacle that was thrown at us. It's a very, very special night for us.
Thomas Tuchel brought on John Stones when Kwanzaa was sent off, and Dan Byrne came on as well. So England sat in and defended for the last 20 minutes. Mexico couldn't find an equaliser to force extra time against the 10 men of England. Bellingham says he hopes that the England fans enjoyed their success.
I can imagine it's carnage, but in a happy way, positive. Everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter kind of what you do, I can imagine everyone's together, and that's the thing that I dream of being a part of as this England squad, bringing my country together.
And the Real Madrid midfielder added this piece of advice for the fans back in England:
have another shot and text your bosses to say you're not coming in tomorrow. That's about it. I dream of being a part of as this England squad, bringing my country together, giving them nights like this that they'll enjoy hopefully for many years to come. And I'm so proud of this team, honestly.
Thomas Tuchel then explained that Jordan Henderson was taken to hospital. He injured his wrist when he fell over an advertising hoarding after the game.
I'm exhausted, of course, and emotional, but also sad because Jordan got injured. He injured his wrist. He's at the moment in the hospital, so it's a quite serious injury.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football writer and broadcaster John Bruin joined Colin Bouygues and Ger Gilroy. He said if England had lost the game, it would have been a disaster.
Yeah, England, I always felt ahead of this game that if England went out, it was a disaster. It was a disaster for Tuchel, it was a disaster for the FA, because you know that they've invested a lot of money, a lot of responsibility in Tuchel. Tuchel himself has taken on that responsibility. He has not been half-hearted at all, as you might say someone like Fabio Capello was. He's actually thrown himself really, really into it, and you can see his desperation to achieve something, to get the job done. And as we saw with appointing a foreign manager, as we saw with Brazil, you know, and it doesn't work out, well, that's even more of a disaster than it being a manager from the same country. So, yeah. It's a brilliant... I mean, the thing is, the game I suppose it most reminded me of is England-Argentina, St Etienne 1998, just with a different result. Though you might say, actually, that Glenn Hoddle, who is something of a great lost manager because of the way that he exited, had a better idea how to play with 10 men than maybe Tuchel did, though was, you know, Tuchel did get the job done, although it was slightly different circumstances. Remember in 98 you had Shearer and Michael Owen doing that job share where it was one of them would do the running and buy time for the defence. This time it appeared to be throw on Big Dan Byrne, who is obviously a Tuchel favourite, but Big Dan got the job done, didn't he? So, you know, he's a hero, like all of them. Big Dan.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. Earlier in the day, Erling Haaland's two goals in the second half helped Norway stun the five-time winners Brazil to book their place in the quarterfinals of a World Cup for the first time. Brazil could have gone ahead in the first half, but Bruno Guimarães missed a penalty in the 14th minute. Haaland put Norway ahead in the 79th minute with a header, and the Manchester City striker sealed the win with a lovely low drive from outside the box in the 90th minute. Haaland has 7 goals at this tournament so far and is level at the top of the scoring charts with Kylian Mbappe and Lionel Messi. Brazil were awarded a second penalty late in injury time. It was put away by Neymar, but it was only a consolation for Brazil. It's the first time since 1990 Brazil have been knocked out before the quarterfinals. Haaland says Norway can't believe they'll play for a place in the semi-finals.
I never expected in a million years that we would go through in the World Cup. First time in 28 years. No matter how it goes, it will be a big party in Norway. We will have a big party if we lose, and then we'll win. No one expected it, and I mean, it's crazy.
Neymar confirmed after the game that his career with Brazil is now over. The 34-year-old was emotional in an interview with TV Globo after the match in New Jersey. He made his first international appearance for Brazil in a friendly against the US in April 2010 at MetLife Stadium, the same venue for the defeat to Norway. He scored on his debut and is now Brazil's all-time leading scorer with 80 goals. Cafu has 142 appearances for Brazil, with Neymar's 130 games second on the all-time list. And World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. The Belgian Football Association says it's astonishing that FIFA suspended USA striker Folarin Balogun's red card so he can play in their last 16 tie later on. It's believed US President Donald Trump called FIFA to discuss the situation after Balogun was sent off in the last round against Bosnia. Belgium boss Rudy Garcia says he can't believe the situation.
I didn't know that at the FIFA World Cup, the 5th of July is now 1st of April, and that is April Fool's then. We're not defending the national team or the federation. We're defending football, whether it's ethics or integrity.
However, USA boss Maurizio Pochettino thinks it's the right decision.
It's to congratulate that decision, that is fantastic, because we are going to have another player available, if not for football. I see an open the possibility, you know, to repair a little bit, you know, the bad decisions.
FIFA said the automatic one-match ban would be suspended for a year. There was no reason provided what was behind the move beyond citing a rule which allows punishments to be suspended. Trump has thanked FIFA for reversing a great injustice. UEFA says FIFA's decision to suspend the one-match ban crossed a red line. The last 16 clash between Belgium and the USA gets underway at 1 a.m. Irish time in Seattle. Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo has confirmed this will be his last World Cup. The former Manchester United and Real Madrid forward will lead his team in tonight's last 16 clash with Spain in Dallas. Ronaldo says he doesn't want to compare their opponent's current group to previous players that he's faced.
Now is a different era, different generation, which is good and is a challenge and is different as well. I'm not want to speak about semi-final because we have a very, very important game against one of the favourite national team.
Spain won 3-0 against Austria last time out, with Lamine Yamal looking a lot closer to his best after starting the first game on the bench on his return from injury. The clash between the Iberian neighbours gets underway in Dallas at 8 p.m. Nottingham Forest have announced Oliver Glasner as their new manager. He left Crystal Palace at the end of last season, having won the Conference League, a season after the club lifted the FA Cup for the first time. Forest sacked Vitor Pereira last week, and Glasner will become the fifth boss of Forest in less than 12 months. And Tottenham have completed the signing of Newcastle midfielder Sandro Tonali for a club record fee, which could reach £100 million. The 26-year-old joined Spurs after three seasons with Newcastle. Tonali joins fellow big money signing Matheus Fernandes, who joined from West Ham last week for a fee of £85 million. The Italy international joined Newcastle from AC Milan for £55 million in July 2023. He was banned for 10 months by the Italian Football Federation for breaching betting rules shortly after his arrival to the Premier League. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branco came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi.
He was finished.
He's not finished. He's
No, he's 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously, but he was finished.
He's Scottish.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah, oh. David Suka. Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
Then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still... What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wilshere.
Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. Oh, no, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on. Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What
a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah. I tell you who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him. Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rolf Fox. What a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.